Amen.
Appreciate Brother Texter allowing me to come here and preach. I just like the whole package. To hear the songs, to hear the preaching. Man, it's really rich.
I appreciate it.
Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Genesis chapter 3, 1 through 6. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden.
Yes.
But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
Yes.
And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. I'd like to preach a message. God didn't promise us a rose garden without some thorns.
All right.
Hallelujah. Yes. Brother, if you pray.
Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. Touch us in this place, each and every heart. Let your word be planted, Lord, in the fertile soil of our minds and spirits. Anoint the lips of clay to speak unto this people. In Jesus' name we pray. We give you the glory and honor. Amen and amen.
Amen. You can be seated.
Thank you, Jesus.
I believe every one of us know this story. I'm going to point it out some more about the big lie and the big fat liar.
All right.
Amen. He lied to the woman.
Yeah.
But he also mixed it with a little truth.
Right.
He put some thorns, there are some thorns in a rose bush, but he spoke the truth and spoke a lie.
Right.
At the same time. Amen. He was very subtle, and he was trying, amen, to make a mess of things, and he did a good job, wouldn't you say?
Yep. Amen.
Amen. The big lie in the Garden of Eden. Amen. False promises. A beautiful place. A place, if you will, like a rose garden. A beautiful bunch of roses. And I know there was a lot of other things in there. A lot of beauty. But the devil, amen, lying to the woman, amen, ruined it all. For all of them with false promises.
Yes.
The result was sorrow and death. Romans 5:12 says, As by one man's sin entered into the world, and death
right.
by sin.
Yes.
Amen. Sodom. Amen. In Sodom, we tell even today, it's all right. It's all right. You were born that way. It's okay.
Yes.
Amen. But if you come to God a certain way that's not pleasing to God, if you come with sin in your life, amen, right. We come here so that we can turn from that sin.
Right.
But the devil would tell folks it's all right.
Right.
You are what you are. You were born that way.
Yes.
Amen. And Lot, as he was in this place in Sodom, and he was in this place and it vexed his righteous soul by the influence of being around it, all the time, I'd say the devil had a plan.
Yes.
Amen. And he executed it well. Amen. The influence resulted in destruction of this place and destruction of his own family and his wife as they were being led out, turned around and looked and became a pillar of salt.
Yes.
And his daughters were all messed up because he looked on the beauty of this area. That's why he chose that area.
Right.
He looked on the beauty of it.
Yes. But,
amen. The devil, amen, amen, got him to feel on the rose and
yes.
put themselves
right.
with the thorns.
Right. Yes.
Sin will take us farther than we want to go.
That's right, it
keep
will.
You longer than you want to stay.
Yes. Yes.
Cost you more than you want to pay.
That's right.
He is the master deceiver.
Yes.
Amen. Isaiah chapter 14, 11 through 15. Amen. Says this. Talking about the devil, Lucifer, thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials, the worm is spread about, and the worms covered thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer?
O Lucifer,
son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend to the heaven.
Yes.
He said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God.
Yes.
I will sit also upon the mount of the congregations.
Yes.
In the side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be
like
the Most High.
Yes.
Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Amen. There was a king, which you know of, named Saul.
Right.
And when he was being chosen to be the king, he was humble. Though he was a big man, the Bible says he was head and shoulders above the rest, he was hiding amongst the stuff.
Right.
He was humble, meek and lowly probably.
Yes.
Hiding, and they had to go get him. Amen. And bring him before.
Right.
Amen. The prophet.
Yes.
And they brought him to him, and he went from a place of humility. He went from a place where God could use him to a place, the same place Lucifer was. Amen. I will do this. I will do that. I will do this. I will do this. Five times he would do it. I. And he went from humility to being a king.
Yes.
To a pathetic man. Laying on the floor.
Yeah.
At a witch's house.
Right.
Seeking wisdom.
Right.
From a witch.
Yeah.
Amen. Saul forgot his past is what happened.
Right.
Saul forgot his past where God had brought him from. I would warn us, don't ever, for myself too, don't ever forget where God brought you from.
That's right.
Don't ever forget the tears at the altar. Amen. When you were broken. When you had failed.
Yes.
Amen. Maybe
right.
When the first time you come to the house of God and you heard somebody preach and you were pricked in your heart and you ran to the altar and you laid down. Don't ever forget.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yes. Yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. When you were even, maybe some of us, I don't know. Maybe you were even in a place that you were suicidal or you were depressed or had depressing thoughts. Amen. God delivered you. Don't ever forget.
Right.
I don't know how it is to get to a place where we say, it's Him. Don't ever forget. The booze, the drugs,
right.
And the death. Amen. That was in our lives.
Right.
I'm so thankful. I don't want to forget. Amen.
Yes.
I want that one time was laying on a table sleeping at about 5 in the morning because I drank too much. And I got up finally and went back to the barracks and somebody lit the place on fire and it burned about 2 hours later. I could have still been laying on that. I don't want to forget.
Yes,
I don't want to forget what he brought me from. What he kept me from.
Oh, thank you,
lift your
hands.
I don't want to forget the cross.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't want to forget the ugliness of the blood and all the things that were actually beautiful. The cross.
Yes.
That's what brought me to Him.
Right.
Amen. David was a shepherd boy. Amen. He went from a shepherd boy to a king. Amen. But the devil whispered in his ear once and said, "You're the king.
Yeah.
You can do anything you want."
Right.
Who's going to question you? He could even have taken Nathaniel. He could have killed him when he revealed him. And nobody would have known.
Right.
Except David. Yet David believed what the devil was saying, and he listened to him, and he later on was a murderer. He was an adulterer. Who would have thought, if you looked at great David as he was slaying his 10,000s, as he slayed, amen, Goliath, as he was a man after God's own heart even later, but a good man. And all of a sudden now, he listened to the enemy as he spoke to him.
Yes.
He's a liar.
Yes, he is.
He's lying to me.
Yes.
And he'll lie to anybody that will hear him.
Right.
Yes. Amen. He was deceived by the master liar.
Yes.
Now we can think about Eli the priest. Amen. As he was, he was probably a good man, but yet he didn't correct his children.
Right.
Amen. And his children, he fell over backwards and his neck broke. Or the Hebrews out of Egypt, how that God brought them out of Egypt. Amen. To get them out of bondage. And they complained and complained. And they went across the Red Sea and they went all the way into the land. But they kept complaining and kept failing. And finally, their bones bleached in the wilderness.
Yes.
Because they believed, amen, the liar.
Yes.
Judas Iscariot was a man. Imagine this. Could you imagine Brother Nathaniel being one of two people, sending them out two by two, and casting out devils and healing the sick, and they all came back all excited, which I would too.
Yes.
And yet later on, the very devils that he cast out entered into him because he believed a lie. Yeah. He believed a lie. They could spend that money differently than that. They could do this. They could do that. I would do better. I.
Right.
And we know what happened to him. He went out and hung himself. Amen.
Yes.
We can think of Demas. The Bible would have. It talks about Demas three times.
Right. Yep.
Two times. Imagine being with Paul, the great Paul, and him mentioning you in a letter.
Right.
Twice.
Yes. Right.
Demas greets you. But somehow, some way, as he listened to the liar, as he looked, and he no longer saw the beauty of the roses, but he was cut, amen, and poked by the thorns.
Yes.
Right. Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world.
Yes.
Amen. Could you lift your hands?
Oh,
and anybody you might know that at one time, I know plenty. It's a shame. I don't rejoice over. I know plenty of people who stood behind a pulpit.
Right.
Amen. And preached the gospel that no longer walked for God. They believed a lie.
Yes.
They got bitter. They got offended. Whatever it was. And they walked away. Amen. All the devil was offering was an artificial rose.
Right.
And they didn't want to deal with the thorns. The devil was a liar and is still a liar today. He hasn't changed. His job still is John 10:10. For he cometh but for to steal, kill, and to destroy.
Right.
Amen. That's what he wants, to destroy us all. Amen. 2 Peter 2:19-22 says, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption.
Yes.
For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein, and overcome, the latter end is worse than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandments delivered unto them. Amen. Revelation 2:6 and verses 14 and 15 talks about a church, one of the seven churches. And this particular church, he gives them credit for this. He said they hate, amen, the doctrine of the Nicolaitans.
Yeah. Right.
Which is idolatry. And then in 14 and 15, it likens the doctrine of the Nicolaitans as Balaam, who taught the children of Israel, amen, to sin so they could be destroyed.
Yes.
Right.
And it is said that this Nicolaitans was founded by a man named Nicholas. History says it may be something else, who was one of the, amen, seven that was chosen. And he was the only one that wasn't, amen, a Christian all the time. He was first a pagan.
Right.
And then he was converted to being a Jew. And then he was converted to being a Christian.
Right.
It appears that he probably didn't hold too much of a conviction about things. But here's what I'm getting at. He got to a place where he, amen, taught the people how to sin and how to compromise.
Yes.
How to compromise.
Yes.
Amen. I'm trying to tell you, what I'm trying to tell you is about the lies that are out there trying to destroy us, and we can surely get disappointed. My friend across the street's disappointed because all the things they told him was not true.
Right.
Amen. He thinks it's all going to be, amen, just hunky-dory. Once you come to God, everything's perfect.
Right.
Does anybody know anybody like that?
Yes.
No, nobody's got it perfect. It doesn't, amen, we still got problems. We still got troubles.
Right.
But the doctrine of the Nicolaitans might be accept Jesus as your personal Savior.
Right.
Yes.
Not repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins.
Right.
You shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. But accept Jesus as your personal Savior. My first pastor used to say, it isn't a matter of you accepting Him.
Right.
It's whether He accepts you.
Right.
Amen. The doctrine of the Trinity.
Yes.
Amen. He would tell you that to take away the glory that Jesus deserves.
Right. Right.
He's a liar. Amen. There's another one. Take me as I am.
Right.
Take me as I am. Whatever I am, that's just the way it is. So if I come in here being, amen, full of sin, then you're going to have to accept me for that. Amen. Denominations that they came up with says we're all just the same by different names. The Reformation was when they were coming out of Catholicism, that all it was the same old thing with a mask on, just the daughter of the original. He knows your heart. He knows, amen, what He don't want you to do this right. They take grace and make it a disgrace. I'm a lover of grace and mercy.
Yes.
I love it very much in patience because God's been patient with me.
Yes.
I love all of it. I love the part where He forgives me and all those things. Amen. I really love it. But there's another side to this. Amen. That the devil lies about and tries to tell you there's no problems. There's no sin. There's nothing. Just walk.
Yes.
With God and everything will be all right.
Yes.
Hard truths. Matthew 7:22-27 just talks about a man that said, didn't we do many works in your name?
Yes.
Didn't we cast out devils?
Right.
Didn't we do this? Didn't we do many nice things? And he said, I never knew you.
Right, right.
Depart from me. I never knew you. This is a hard saying and it doesn't sound all that exciting and uplifting, but let me finish. John 16:33 says, in the world you shall have tribulation. That's Jesus
yes.
that said that.
Yes.
Amen. So 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. So why would it say fight the good fight of faith?
Right.
Because sometimes it's a struggle.
Right.
Yes.
I think in this church, there's some folks that know what a struggle is.
Right.
It doesn't mean God doesn't love you. It doesn't mean that you're not living for God.
Right.
The enemy would tell you God's failed you. But God said He'll walk with you all the way.
Right.
All the way until the end of the world. He'll lift you up. He'll hold you up. He'll make the difference.
Yes.
Amen. Ephesians 6:10-12 talks about putting on the whole armor of God.
Whole armor.
Why? Because roses have thorns.
Yes.
Amen. There's men, I've seen them
just on a video where they'd be in a stadium or something. A guy will hold his arm off and an eagle will fly way across and land on their arm. Beautiful sight.
But if they didn't have leather on their arm, it would tear their arms up.
Oh, yeah.
We need the grace of God. Yeah. We need the strength of God. Yeah. We need the Holy Ghost that we can fight the good fight of faith. Because it is a struggle sometimes.
Yes.
It says, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner and ungodly appear?
Yes.
Amen. Let's be real. People get sick.
Yes.
Right.
Is that a really a deep statement?
Yes, that's right.
Even in God, people get sick.
That's right. Yes, they do.
People die.
Yes.
That doesn't mean God failed you. The devil would try to wear you out and tell you that he failed you.
Yes.
There's going to be betrayals.
Yes.
People that sit next to you. People, amen, in your family. Yes. People backslide. Amen. The receipt for disappointment. Brother Texter said it. I got more problems now than I ever had.
Yes.
Since I came to the Lord, I got more problems than I ever had in the world.
Right.
Right.
But he had the best example I've ever heard. He says, because you were running with the devil.
Yes.
Now you turn around running against him.
Right.
You're like a salmon swimming up river.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
Yes.
But the devil's a liar.
Yes.
Tell you another thing that'll give you, as the psalm said, a slow fade is bitterness.
Bitterness, that's right. Yes, it will. Right.
Bitterness, because people.
Yes.
They're just people.
Yes.
You might say, I lost my job. I paid my tithes.
Yes.
They told me, not here. They told me if I paid my tithes, I'd be rich.
Right. Right.
They told me I wouldn't have any problems. They told me I wouldn't have any problems paying my electric bill or my water bill. That's the woman that put in the two mites.
Yes.
Right.
Didn't say that after she put those in there, the bank called her up and gave her a bunch of money. Yes.
Right.
We got to love God anyhow.
Right.
Amen. Troubles, husbands and wives, and kids and brothers and sisters. It even says in Luke 21, it talks about that even your own parents, your own family, your own kinfolk will turn on you. And in those days, it said, even unto death. You say, come on, tell me something good. Well, I'm getting ready to. Amen. The slow fade, Daniel chapter 7 said that he would wear out the saints of the Most High God.
Right. Yes.
I got a purpose for saying all this. Because the worldly churches and the things would tell you, they only tell you, amen, the good parts, so to speak, and they aren't even true. Tell you things that so when the things come against you, you're dismayed and you're looking around. Where is this God that you talked about?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
But let me tell you the good news. Actually, the great news, the wonderful news. Amen. I'd just like to say, forget not his benefits. He'll see you through. He'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. He'll take you all the way through. Amen. And one day you'll walk into the heavenly kingdom. Amen. And you'll walk into this on the streets of gold because he got you.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Too much tribulation will we enter in.
Right.
Amen. Forget not his benefits. Matthew 28:20 says, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Man, does that feel good?
Yeah.
Amen. So when I got problems, he's with me. He's walking next to me. He's holding my hand. He's got his arm around me. He says, you can make it. You can make it.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I think about, amen, when I was in the service. I know you're probably tired of hearing, but I can't go to the VFW. That's the Veterans of Foreign Wars. I wasn't in a war.
Right.
Sometimes I wish I was. I used to be in the Honor Guard, and these guys, and I got a point to make about this. I used to be in the Honor Guard, and these guys were in the Vietnam War and stuff. Some of them were even 90-some years. I don't even know what war they're in. And they talk about it. I can't talk about it. Because I wasn't part of it. He said, well, good that you weren't. Well, my point is, how would you like to have been, and I said this before, at the campfire with some of the disciples.
Right.
And the battles they were in and the fights they were in. I was in this. I was in that. You see how that we cast out that devil? You see how
right.
that lady was
right.
healed? You
Come
see
on.
How it all worked? I want to be in that crowd.
Yes. Right.
I want to be able to stand with them. But it only takes, you got to endure until the end.
Right.
You got to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of eternal life. Amen. The good news is we got victory over the second death.
Yes.
Amen. You don't have to die twice. You can live in eternity.
Yes.
We actually know Him and are filled with His Spirit. Do you believe? Do you understand what I'm saying there? It says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Holy Ghost is more than just somebody speaking in tongues. He's in you. It's the hope of glory. It's the power of God. Amen. You don't think the devil knows? Amen. That you got the Holy Ghost? You don't think that he wants to destroy that? He wants to lead you away? You don't think he wants to steal your crown? You don't think he wants your name to be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life? Sure he does.
Right.
But I got Jesus standing next to me. I'm calling on His name. I'm going to look and I rebuke you, Satan.
Right.
Because God's power is more powerful than Him. We actually know Him. He's got a mansion for us. We're going to feast at His table. That's something to look forward to. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas, I wonder how they felt when they were in the prison house. And it's a nasty prison. A place that smelled, that was a dirt floor, and it was dark and dank and wet. And they sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. What a story. And the jailer came in the door and said, thought they were gone because he would have been killed. And he said, what must I do to be saved?
Right.
What a story. And it was yet through trouble and difficulty that story was told. They were in a prison house. Amen. Amen. Fellowship of His suffering. Amen. You know, the angels look at us kind of strangely and they wonder, what is going on with these people? Why did they run the aisle like Luke ran the aisle last Sunday? What is going on?
Yes.
I'm sure they understand a lot of things, but they don't know what we feel. They can't have that because we've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We were lost and now we're found. He took our feet out of the miry clay and set us on the rock. He made the difference. The most difference He can make. Hallelujah. He's our God. And I know His name. And He knows my name. Out of all the billions of people in the world, the Creator of the universe knows my name.
Yes, He does.
He said, I won't leave you comfortless. This is the great news. I won't leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Amen. You know what else it says? It says He's not ashamed to call us brethren.
Right.
The mighty God calls us brethren. Amen. Another place it says we call on Him. We say, Abba, Father. Dad, so to speak. A close relationship with Jesus. A friend in the time of need. Can you lift your hands? Aren't you glad you know Him? Come on, aren't you glad? You know Jesus, the real Jesus. I know our world and our work and everything in our lives kind of clouds us sometimes. Because we're tired. We got to do this and we got to do that. And I understand. Not near as much as I used to. But I know you got to remember, Jesus lives within you.
Yes, He does.
Amen. I'm His son.
Yes.
I'm a fellow laborer with Him. The Bible says we're more than conquerors to Him that strengthens us.
Yes.
Even in adversity, we are victors. So when we're in trouble and we come to the house of God, we lift our hands and praise Him. That's victory.
Yes, Yes.
Amen. That's giving him the glory. That's giving him the honor. And it's giving the devil the slip. Yep. Right. Oh, he doesn't like it. He didn't. I'll tell you, he didn't like Sunday when they were running the aisles. He didn't like it when we sing and lift our hands and glorify his name. And we can joy and call on his name and shout hallelujah and touch our hands and honor him. He don't like it. He don't like it when we choose the right way when we're faced with a choice.
Right.
We may have failed many times, but we are faced with a choice. And we make the right choice. Amen. That's the strength of God in our lives.
Yes.
Amen. When we pray with intensity and we speak of hope even though it looks like all hope is gone. That's people that will live for God and stay with God all the rest, all the days of their life.
Yes.
Those are people that are going to keep moving on. I've known people that got better and said, if that's what God is, I don't want no part of it. Amen. I'll tell you, just because I have problems, I still believe that God's my Savior. I still believe that God's my strength. I still believe God's going to take me, whether I die or I don't die, of a sickness or some kind of problem. I still trust Him. How about you?
Yes.
Isn't that what Job said?
Yes, it was.
I still will trust Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray with intensity. Jesus, I need you right now.
Right.
Jesus, I need help. Jesus, I failed so many times in the same place. Today, I want to make it. Today, I want to exceed my expectations. Jesus.
Right.
Jesus, help me to live that song that was just on. Or anything you say, anything you tell me to
do
I want to do it.
Right.
I want to do it. I know it's hard sometimes. I know that I don't even know what He's telling me to do sometimes, but I just want to do His will.
Yes.
And I want to bless His name, and in turn, He'll bless me.
Right.
Amen. The devil, he lost everything. He lost everything. He was cast down to earth. He's fallen like lightning. And one day, he's going to burn in a pit where the smoke arises forever. Because of all his activities, all because of his thinking he could arise to the Most High. But we have gained everything.
Right.
Brother Dan, we've gained everything.
Right.
He's lost everything. We've gained everything. If we'll just realize we've gained everything. In the midst of our problems and our troubles, we have gained everything. We're walking with Jesus. He knows all about it. He's taking us through. And when we get through, amen, we'll shine bright like the sun in His hand. Can you stand? Amen. Can you lift your hands and just think about what He's done for you? Amen. Don't let the enemy tell you that because you got troubles and you got problems and you got sickness, that God has...